Okay, in order to understand Mishnah Gimel, you need a little bit of background for the Beis Din system, the Beis Din setup, and you need to know a little bit about Kiddush HaChodesh. There is a mitzvah in the Torah that you're supposed to be Mekadosh each month, and what that means is that when the moon makes one revolution around the earth, it takes around 29 and a half days in order to make a revolution, so at the very beginning of its new revolution, that would be the time of the new month. And you're supposed to be Mekadosh that. You're supposed to sanctify that month. And we know that it's Rosh Chodesh. It's the day on which Rosh Chodesh is declared that ultimately dictates how the days of the Yom Tovim come out. In other words, let's say you declare Rosh Chodesh Nisan to be on a certain day. Well, once you have with the first day of Nisan, well then shortly afterwards, 2 weeks later, is going to be Pesach. So Rosh Chodesh ultimately dictates exactly when the Yom Tovim come out. And so it's for this reason, because Rosh Chodesh has such a significant impact, being Mekadosh the new month, has such a significant impact that it results in the days of on which the Yom Tovim come out, which is something that affects all of Klai Yisrael. So this is something that Sanhedrin handles. Now, what's the Sanhedrin? So we know that there are basically three courts in Jewish law. There are three kinds of courts. There is a court of three, there's a court of 23, and there's a court of 71. The court of three is a Beis Din that's comprised of three members, of three Dayanim, and they handle monetary issues. Anything related to mamonah. So they will handle halvaos, they'll handle loans, they'll handle cases where there might have been theft, things like that. That's the Beis Din of 3. The next level of Beis Din is the Beis Din of 23. The Beis Din of 23 handles cases of capital punishment, things that might involve the death penalty. That's handled by a Beis Din of 23. And the final Beis Din is the Beis Din of 71. Beis Din of 71 handle a couple of things. Primarily, one of the key functions that the Beis Din of 71 serves is to handle things of national importance. For example, appointing a Kohen Gadol is something that's handled by a Beis Din of 71. Handling major public policy for Klai Yisrael is something that's handled by a Beis Din of 71. Among the things that affect Klai Yisrael nationally is Kiddush HaChodesh, because Kiddush HaChodesh, as we said, is something that results in when all the Yom Tovim come out. And so that Beis Din of 71 is known as Sanhedrin. So that Sanhedrin is 71 members. The two leaders of that Sanhedrin, the ones who spearhead it, who are at the head, are the Nasi and the Av Beis Din. The Av Beis Din was a massive, massive Talmud Chacham, and the Nasi was a person who was a massive Talmud Chacham who was also a political leader. So now, the basic process for being Mekadosh the new month would be that while it is true the month is something that can be calculated, right? Because you can predict exactly the number of days that it takes the moon to go around the earth and when it's going to start its new cycle again. But while that is true, the mitzvah in the Torah is that you're supposed to be Mekadosh the Chodesh, not just based on calculation, but based on observation. The people are supposed to see the new moon. They're supposed to see the moon as it's beginning its revolution again. When they observe the moon as it's beginning its revolution around the earth again, they are supposed to observe it. Then they are supposed to go into the Beis Din of 71. They're supposed to go to the Beis Din of 71, which was located inside of the Beis HaMikdash, in a special chamber known as the Lishkas HaGazas. That's where they would be convening. And they're supposed to testify that we saw the new moon. And once the Beis Din hear that they're witnesses who saw the new moon, they check out the witnesses, they make sure that they're not mistaken, that they're not lying. Once they can assess all those details, then Beis Din can say, okay, now we know that the new moon has come, and they can be Mekadosh the new moon. And so what would happen is the head of the Beis Din would declare Mekadosh, all the people around would say Mekadosh, Mekadosh, and then they'd have to get the word out somehow to everybody that this is the day that now it is Rosh Chodesh. Now, what's important to note is that the witnesses will testify based on whenever they get their act together. They see the moon, they get their act together and get the Beis Din, and then they testify. That's a process. So we know that if a month is a minimum of 29 and a half days before you can see the new moon, so if the Edom see the new moon just as it's beginning, let's say on day 30, and they quickly rush to Beis Din and say, we just saw the new moon, Beis Din, as long as it's still daytime, they can receive the witnesses, they check them out, they make sure everything is good, they can be Mekadosh the Chodesh on day 30. So what that would mean is that if you're being Mekadosh the Chodesh, if you're sanctifying the new month on day 30, what that means is that the previous month had a total of 29 days, and now this month is starting on what would be day 30 from the last month, but in other words, but the 30th day is what really starts as day 1 for the next month. But let's say the Edom didn't get their act together, or the Edom just didn't come, or it was a cloudy night, whatever it was, and nobody shows up on day 30. So what that means is that day 30 is not going to start off day 1 for the next month. Day 30 is going to be part of last month, so the previous month will have a total of 30 days, which means that automatically the next month starts from what would be day 31 for the previous month, but day 31 is what starts day 1 for the subsequent month. Okay, so now, bearing that in mind, what happens is now, the witnesses come, they testify in court, Bezin or Mekadosh the new month. And they have to let out, they have to get word out to all the masses that this has been Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, if this is Rosh Chodesh, that means that that's going to translate into the days that are going to be the Yom Tovim. Now, which months are going to be the most critical months then to know when you have Rosh Chodesh? Well, it's going to be, for starters, a month like Nisan. A month like Nisan is, once you know when Rosh Chodesh is, you're going to know when Pesach is. So now this Mishnah Gimel is going to start telling us which months are we going to send out messengers for? Send out messengers for what? So we're talking about Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin have to get out the word to the masses. They have to send out messengers. That's the way that they let everybody know that we have been Mekadosh the new month. So we have to send out messengers to all of Eretz Yisrael. We have to send out messengers to everybody in Chutz La'aretz. So for which months, now the Mishnah is going to go through the months for which they would do this. So the Mishnah says, Al Shisha Chadash Mashluchim Yotzim, there are only 6 months for which messengers would be dispatched by Beis Din in order to go tell everybody, both in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael. We'll discuss the different systems a little bit later, but at least to everybody outside of Eretz Yisrael as well, for which months, when Rosh Chodesh came out, that would therefore translate into what day Yom Tov is supposed to be. So Al Nisan B'nei Pesach, right? They'd have to let everybody know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, so that everyone would know when Pesach comes out. Al Av, they would have to send a shluchim about Rosh Chodesh Av, so that everyone would know B'nei Atanis because of the Tanis, because of Tisha B'Av. Al Elol B'nei Rosh Hashanah, they'd have to let everybody know about Rosh Chodesh El, so that they know when Rosh Hashanah is. What? Rosh Hashanah is on the first day of Tishrei. So how does knowing when El is help you for Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? The answer is that from the times of Ezra, there was a takana that Elul is never a Chodesh Me'ubar. Elul is never a month that has 30 days. Elul always has 29 days. So what that would mean is that if you know how long Elul is, because you know when Rosh Chodesh Elul is, so you know how long Elul is, because it's never Me'ubar. So if that's the case, you'll always know when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is, which means that you'll always know when Rosh Hashanah is. So Al Elul Mepnei Rosh Hashanah, they'd send out messengers about Rosh Chodesh Elul, so you'd know when Rosh Hashanah is. Al Tishrei, you'd send out messengers about Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Mepnei HaMo'ados, because of the Mo'ados, because of the Yom Tovim, because of Yom Kippur, in order to know when Sukkot is, etc. Now you'll tell me, well, wait a second, I thought you just told me that in order to know when Rosh Hashanah is, all you need is messengers for Rosh Chodesh Elul. Well, the truth is, that's correct, but that's, at the end of the day, we're only going to know besafik. We're not going to know with certainty, we're not going to know definitively when exactly Rosh Hashanah is, and so in order to know definitively when all the Yom Tovim in Tishrei are going to come out, we want you to let everybody know when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is. Al Kislev b'mnei Chanukah, we're going to send the messengers on the month of Kislev, on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, to inform them when Rosh Chodesh Kislev was, in order so that they know when Chanukah comes out. Val Adar, we're going to send the messengers for Adar b'mnei Purim, because of Purim. Ukeshahaya Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was still standing, Yotzen Afal Ir, the messengers would go out even for Ir b'mnei Pesach Katan, because of the little Pesach. What's the little Pesach? Little Pesach is Pesach Sheni, that is the 14th of Ir. If a person was an onus, and they, for whatever reasons, either they were tummy or they're too far away, they weren't able to bring a Karban Pesach when they're supposed to bring a Karban Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, so they had a second opportunity to bring on Pesach Sheni, and so we'd have to know when Rosh Chodesh is in order to know when Pesach Sheni is. Now you're going to tell me, well, wait a second, you testified about all these months, so basically Nisan for Pesach, Tishrei for all the Yom Tovim because of Sukkot and Yom Kippur, but what about Shavuos? So the answer is, Shavuos is not mentioned. We don't have to go out on Sivan for Shavuos, because once you know when Pesach is, you count 50 days and you know when Shavuos is. So just to speak out the Mishnah very briefly, there are 6 months for which Shluchim are dispatched by Sanhedrin in order to go inform everybody when Rosh Chodesh is, so that we know when the Yom Tovim are. For Nisan, because of Pesach, because of Tisha B'Av, El, because of Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei, because of the Moedos, because of Sukkot and Pesach, because of Sukkot and Yom Kippur, excuse me, Kislev, because of Chanukah, Adar, because of Purim, and when the Beis Hamikdash was still standing, an Iyar, because of Pesach Sheni.